You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, I think everybody's worked extremely hard, including Drake, to pick up what we want to do offensively and defensively. And now that has to start to translate onto the practice field in a spring setting without pads. And, you know, I think that it's we're off to a good start. I think we had a positive day. We're able to mix some speed stuff in and some competitive stuff to a point. Kept guys off the ground, got a bunch of looks and bunch of reps. So I think we're off to a good start, and, you know, Drake's a part of that.
High noon here on Jones and Keith. Trying to turn my mic on there for a moment if you're watching.
The barbecue has started. Yeah. The line is already pretty lengthy out there.
I wonder if that's what got in my head a little bit. Yeah. There. I was.
Yeah, there's a buzz in the air.
Smelling the brats out there or
smells
whatever.
Like dogs.
Thomas is cooking. Uh-huh. It's high noon here on WEEI, Jones and Keith. You heard Mike Vrabel before Drake May went out and threw four picks at OTAs. We'll get to your thoughts on it. 617-779-7937. Just if you're tuning in, the move to phase out or vote down the tush push did not pass. 22-10, which means the tush push remains.
Tush push for at least another season.
There were 10 votes against. For some reason, we only know four. Multiple reporters have had this. Schefter had it. Your girl, Russini.
Yeah, she's all over it.
Had this as well. They had the exact same four teams. So we know somehow four. Oh, make that five. I'm sorry. I wasn't counting the Eagles. Five teams out of the 10. Ravens, Jets, Lions, of course the Eagles, and the Patriots. And I find
what
it interesting.
What if the Eagles were like, yeah, let's get rid of
it. You know what? You had us.
Right, we've been cheating.
And so it only, they were two votes away from banning the stupid thing, and the Patriots are one of the votes. That's annoying to me.
Yeah.
You ask me a question.
I really don't hate it as much. I feel like you asked me a question.
Are they if they're going to be planning on voting it through and voting to keep it.
For all the teams that
are they going to be one of the teams that might actually use it?
Because what's funny is the Buffalo Bills, last I saw, was they're one of the teams trying to outlaw it, and yet they also tried to run it a few times.
Well,
now there's a slightly different, but they lined up the same way.
They had no success against Kansas City, but I don't know that Josh Allen got stopped all year on it prior to that. But yes, Kansas City had a good adjustment to stop it.
Yeah.
They couldn't stop the tush push in the Super Bowl.
No.
But yeah, I just find it to be, again, people are like, well, just line up and stop it. But I hadn't even heard Wiggy
draft
say this.
Draft the Haas from Florida. Well, the guy's 480 pounds. You didn't need line up and nose.
You didn't need to draft him. He was unsigned. I think he's in Tampa.
He's in Tampa. Well, just get him. Tampa's trying to stop it. No, they mean business.
No, line him up behind another defensive lineman and then have him just shove that guy into the center. That should be a legal play.
They should
if you're
going
to do it.
That should be the next thing.
If the offense can't stop it, too bad, just stop it. Let's just have defensive linemen shoving each other through the offensive line and blowing the play up.
Defensive tush push.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, let's do that. That's a football play, right?
Every tush should be pushed. If that's what you're going to do, they shouldn't. It shouldn't just single out the guy with the ball.
So now there's like a new level to this that the Patriots are siding with the Eagles on this annoying, stupid, cheap
play.
Maybe
it's not about the cheap play. Maybe it's just about the precedent, right? Instead of trying to beat us, you're trying to get rules eliminated, which happened to them 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So maybe it's that, which I respect.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they're like, oh, they're too physical with our receivers, so we're going to change. Or Bill Polian goes nuts about it, and then that's how they are able to win.
I also respect that the rules changed on the Patriots, and then they
still won.
Wound up winning.
Yeah, they still won.
They didn't really matter. Teams were trying to outlaw rules for them, and they responded, and they still won.
But so tush-push is also the league.
It's so cheap.
It's an offensive play, though, and so the league is normally going to side with points.
Yeah.
Right? So, keep that team on the offense on the field and go from there.
It's fair. You can weigh in on that. 617-779-7937. Patriots siding with the Eagles. There will be tush pushes all year long in the NFL. Maybe the Pats will be part of it.
They might.
It doesn't sound like Mike Vrabel was real high on the idea of Drake May running this year.
No, that's true, which he was pretty good at running last year. It's a big part of his game.
I think, per rush, he was one of the better scramblers in the league.
I think in league history.
Really? Yeah.
Maybe it was just quarterbacks or his rookie. He had some stats where he was kind of ranked really high. You know, McDaniels was in the league not too long ago, and I don't think he did tush pushes, right? I don't think he saw any of that with the Vegas Raiders.
I don't think so, right? So, when they run it with Garoppolo? I don't think so.
Or, yeah, definitely not Garoppolo. Probably not even Derek Carr.
No, I don't think so.
But Drake May is different than those two guys. Drake May is closer to Jalen Hurts than those other two.
I mean, look, you want to protect Drake May, so that's a tough balance. And maybe the tush push isn't the way to do it, but taking away his running ability.
Yeah, no, he needs to run.
Would be problematic. You know how I know, Keith? Hmm. I imagine he wasn't doing a lot of scrambling around yesterday at OTAs. It's a passing camp. It's 7-on-7s.
How'd it go, though?
And 11-on-11s. Not well.
Huh?
11 out of 16, four picks.
Four picks. Oh, good defense. Good defense to the other side. Gonzo got him twice. Our guy Gonzo.
Gonzo
got
him?
When did he talk to Gonzo?
Ooh,
soon?
I don't know. He was talking after the practice yesterday.
Well, you can't shut him up sometimes.
But I don't know when we talk to him again. But yeah, I mean, if you want to go to it's early, the defense should be ahead of the offense, or even Mike Vrabel's really got the defense humming. I mean, that's where you can go with it.
Yeah.
But do you expect them to be the best defense in the league? I don't.
No, but I expect their defense to be better than their offense.
I would agree with that. But I don't think OTAs and training camp
level
and his own team is going to be the only defense he struggles against. And even still, when you're playing against a good defense, four picks is a lot. I'll just note this, Josh Dobbs, and he wasn't going against Gonzalez, I wouldn't imagine, or the third stringer, Ben Woolridge.
Yeah.
Neither of those
Orlando Woolridge, remember him?
Neither of those guys were throwing picks yesterday.
No, they weren't.
So May threw four on 16 attempts. Dobbs threw none on 13 attempts. Woolridge, none on 8 attempts. It was also 4 in either 6 or 7 throws. It was all sandwiched together.
Yeah, so he settled in. He's fine.
He did settle in.
He shook it off. He had the mind of a goldfish.
As Mark Daniels put it, he finished 7-for-8. Tough start, good finish, I guess.
Yeah.
How much stock should we put in a bad day at OTAs?
It's all about having the mind of a goldfish.
There it is. Yeah, be more like Linus.
You know, not a ton. I wouldn't put a ton into it, but I don't think it's nothing, right? Like, we have to look at everything that they have. You know, this is going to be once again a year where it's a new coach for Drake May, it's a new offense, new offensive coordinator, new teammates. Everything he does is going to be under a magnifying glass. And so this is less, as you mapped out earlier in the show, this is less important than the next level of training camp, which is less important than the next level of preseason, which of course then leads into regular season games. But it is the first place to start. And it's for this year and for this group. And so I think it's worth looking at. And
you know, if he lit it up yesterday,
well,
people would be
I don't think I would do that.
Okay,
though,
but if he looked good, we'd be like, all right, that's a good sign, right?
Yeah.
If he went out and lit it up, we'd say, yeah, it's OTAs, but that's a good sign. We're saying, yeah, it's OTAs, but it was a bad day yesterday. And people just say, well, it's one day. That's wrong. He turned it over a ton last year. Mm-hmm. I misspoke earlier. I was only looking at fumbles that he had as a rusher. He had 9 fumbles last year, Keith. He didn't lose them all.
Yeah, yeah,
but
right,
nine
right,
total
right.
fumbles. He had 10 picks. He did not play a full season.
It's almost 2 a game.
So he turned it over a bunch in OTAs yesterday. That's a continuation from turning it over a bunch as a rookie. Now, it doesn't mean he's going to be bad. I believe in him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not happy that those are the numbers that came in yesterday. How could you possibly be happy with it?
No.
Especially when it's a continuation from a year ago, and it's a whole new offense that he's got to learn, and it's the first indication how he's taking to it, and it wasn't a great sign.
No, and I think expectations are really high for him. I don't think it's unanimous. You know, we talk to people every day. We read the text line on the Twitch chat. Like, it's not unanimous that he's going to be some stud, but I think the majority of people feel like he is going to be a good quarterback. And a lot of us that have pretty high win totals for the season coming up, I think it's with the assumption that you're going to get good quarterback play. Right? Like, I'm not saying he's going to be an MVP candidate or an all-pro, but I got him at 10 wins. So you can't have a scrubby quarterback at 10 wins, I don't think. I mean,
you can't have a guy.
The Steelers did it last year.
Well, yeah, good point. True. Steelers did, but they had like a good. Yeah, Russell Wilson actually played all right.
You can't have a guy turning it over like he turned it over last year and win 9 or 10 games, even against a crummy schedule. That, you're gonna keep all the crummy teams in the game.
That would be tough.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But I do think he is going to be pretty good, but it's sort of like, all right, where does this go? How quickly does he pick up this offense? You know, what's his relationship like with Josh McDaniels, who did get the only semblance of good quarterback play out of Mac Jones in his career was with Josh McDaniels. So is he able to take sort of that year two leap forward? Because then if he doesn't, then where are you at? Like, hey, well, Milton Williams looks good. It's like, great, but you can't score points. Like, you're gonna need Drake May to have a good season for this team to, you know, become a playoff team.
Yeah, we're all pretty bullish on the Pats. Okay, this is gonna be. I can't believe you guys are ripping them for OTAs. Well, we had them in the playoffs. They hadn't even had an OTA yet, and you were fine with that. I had 9 wins. You had 10 wins, Keith. Everybody was fine with that. There were no complaints about that. They hadn't done anything.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're reacting to an actual OTA and how it looked. And what I wonder coming out of it is have we taken a critical enough look at how Drake May played as a rookie. He basically won a game. He didn't win enough. And he turned it over too much. So those are things that have to improve, I think, in year two. I mean, he can't play poorly in some of these games situationally where you need the quarterback to come through. How many times do they have the football at the end of games with a chance to tie the game?
Mayo would tell you, they had a lot of close games.
They did. Yeah. And even one of his best games of the year where he pulled the play out and they forced overtime against Tennessee. He had a ridiculous throw to Ramondre Stevenson running around the field for however many seconds it was, and he chucked it down to Stevenson and forces overtime. Even in that same game, he hucks it up, middle of the field, throws a pick in OT, and they lose the game. So he has to get that out of his system And I think he will. If you're asking me to bet on it, I think he will. But our first look at it, there wasn't much of a change in terms of taking care of the football.
Do you think he's going to be one of their best players this year?
I mean, I think he has to be going to be good. So my answer is yes. I think they're going to be good, so yes.
Yeah, I think so too. Because, you know, once the season rolls around, we always look at the preseason. Like the NFL Network does their top 100, like as voted on by the players. You know, and there's been years where the Patriots just don't have anybody. You know, and like they don't have even a guy on there. So I don't know if he cracks that list this year. Maybe he should. But there, I mean, like most second-year quarterbacks, there's a big swing there. Like, I think Jaden Daniels is the one that kind of established himself. I know my guy Bo Nix made the playoffs, but Caleb Williams and Drake May, I think, are in similar boats, where they were dealt a pretty bad hand year one and had moments where they looked good, moments where they didn't, and it's like, all right, they're your guy now for year two, and both are in much better situations. But, like, what do they do with it? You know, like, would you bet all your money on either one of those guys to have a monster year? I mean, I like both still. Like, I like both coming out of college. I like both now. Now that they actually have some help around them, like, I do think both are going to be pretty good.
And I agree they have help around them. So text like this, 617-779-7937. Hey, moron.
Is that me or you?
I would have always just
defaulted. Moron or morons?
Just one.
Okay, that's so you then.
I would assume it's me.
Yeah,
I would default and assume it's me.
Good assumption.
He had no O-line.
He had
zero next to him, no wide receivers.
Actually, he probably had no O-line yesterday.
And he had a moron for a coach. You guys, now plural.
Oh, that's okay.
Sounds stupid.
Now I'm in.
Okay, I agree. Last year he didn't have a lot of help. He was poorly coached. Now he has the coach. You guys all think that.
He's got
a better O coordinator. The defense is, we hope, fixed. Offensive line is better. I don't know how much better, but it's better. Wide receiver room, I don't know how much better, but it's better.
Right.
So, all right, let's take away all those excuses. I know he didn't have the full complement of guys yesterday. Diggs isn't out there. But he's got a lot of different stuff. Better coach, better old coordinator. And it looked the same.
Well, and then you got texts on the other side, right, who maybe aren't big fans of Drake May. So Tim from Brockton texts in, like, what's the excuse going to be if he stinks or is below average this year? I think there's a lot less excuses. Now, the ones I could already tell might be if Steph Diggs isn't available for a while, or he comes back and he looks like a shell of himself, because then you have a lot of unproven receivers still, right? The room isn't great if Steph Diggs can't play.
Yeah.
And then it would be if Will Campbell has to kick into guard. Like, then I think you would say, all right, like, he's still – two of the big issues he had a year ago would still be there this year if that happens.
Right. If Campbell's a turnstile and he has to be a guard, that would be a problem.
Then there'll be some, you know,
and
issues there.
I think two of the four picks yesterday was targeting Kyle Williams. And so Diggs wasn't out there, but, like, people are excited about Kyle Williams, and I don't think that connection was going yesterday. Now, look, it's one OTA.
Right.
I don't think we're overreacting to one OTA. I think we're just reacting to it.
It's also the beauty of a daily show. Like, if we weren't on again until August, it's a little bit different.
And
we're reacting to it every day.
It's not like the guy didn't turn it over all last year. If he didn't turn it over at all last year and had a bad day at OTAs, you go, yeah, well, we have a 10-game sample size, 11, 12, whatever he played in last year. Sample size, let's not overreact to it. When he turned it over a ton and he's still doing it, while he's learning a new offense, not ideal.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.